WTOP at 1222.
Well, did you know that April is National Grilled Cheese Month?
I did not know that.
Had no idea. Well, there's lots going on, and I would say that very little of it is cheesy, because it's going to be a lot of fun. Joining us live now, Nikki Nellis from the list, AreYouOnIt.com, and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sundays at 11 o'clock on our sister station, 1500 AM. Nikki, tell us, where can we get a really fantastic grilled cheese?
Well, I've always wanted to say this on air. I've always wanted to say it's the cheesiest, but you're not going to be digging into anything that's craft made, that's for sure. So in honor of National Grilled Cheese Month, Bourbon Steak down in the Four Seasons Hotel is doing a month-long promotion. Each week, their new chef, John Critchley, is going to be putting out totally different grilled cheese sandwiches. And I would say he is elevating the American classic in more ways than one. And what I also love is their mixologist, Jamie McBain and Dwayne Silvestri, alternating with their sommelier, they're going to do pairing. So you can either do a cocktail pairing or a wine pairing with your grilled cheese sandwich. Mm. Just an example, this week you could get a grilled cheese that's made with Moody Blue cheese with charred radicchio on pumpernickel. Next week features Cabot Clothbod Cheddar with onion jam on rye.
Mm.
My mouth is salivating.
Who doesn't love that?
I know it sounds delicious.
I'm sold.
Yeah. Sold. All right, so let me tell you around town. So all month long, you can go and check out what they're doing there. But all around town, lots of places have fabulous grilled cheese on their menus. Over at Firefly, they have the Cadillac grilled cheese, which is Gruyere, cheddar, bechamel, and garlic herb butter. Doesn't sound so bad. Brasserie Beck, of course, keeps its Franco-Belgian roots. They have the croque monsieur. Mm-hmm. You can have that for lunch, brunch, or dinner. And did you know if you add an egg to it, it becomes a croque madame?
Ooh.
Nate Anda at the brand new Red Apron in Merrifield just started doing smoked pimento grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh,
so the mayonnaise is actually smoked here, not the Wisconsin cheddar, and it is slathered on top of white Pullman bread baked up by Tiffany McIsaac. I know I'm killing you here. And for those of you who love pimento, also check out what David Guas is doing over at Bayou Bakery. He's got his grilled pimento cheese on buttery Texas toast. And lastly, I want to tell you, Ripple, they always have a grilled cheese menu.
Yes.
You definitely want to check it out. They have a new chef who I adore. Her name is Marjorie Meek Bradley. And she's got a new one on the menu just launched this week. It's called the B&B. It's with roast beef, cashel blue, and garlic aioli.
Oh. Mm. My little salad over here for lunch is just paling by comparison.
What if you want to make your own grilled cheese?
Excellent. I love that. Well, so I talked with Carolyn Strumberg. She is the cheese expert. She owns Righteous Cheese down in Union Market. She gave some really good recommendations for like the ooey, gooeyest, yummiest kind of grilled cheese. First of all, always grate your cheese. Do not use slices. This way you'll get a more even melt. And never, ever put the butter in the pan. You butter your bread. Mm-hmm. Very important. Cheeses she likes, she loves Tumbleweed. It's a cheddar out of New York State, and she tops it with andouille sausage. Not so bad. And she loves Mahon, which is a salty cow's milk you may be familiar with from Spain, and she likes to add mortadella on it as well. So two good suggestions from Carolyn Strumberg.
I am so hungry now.
Who doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Nikki.
Great stuff. You.
Nikki Nellis from the list, AreYouOnIt.com, co-host of Foodie and the Beast, heard Sundays at 11 on our sister station, 1500 AM.